Well, that song is too good not to sing. So let's turn to number 37, and we'll sing together Wonderful Savior. I was looking at 37 and the words were wrong. Number 41. That's the song that's too good not to sing.
Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior, all of my life is given to Thee. I am rejoicing in Thy salvation. Thy precious blood, Thou maketh me free. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, Thou art so near, so precious to me. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, my heart is filled with praises to Thee. Freedom from sin, Wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us such a wonderful Savior. And Lord, don't let us ever lose the wonder of Jesus, who he is, what he's done for us. Father, we thank you that in these days we can just spend time at your feet, bow, behold you, and just allow you, believe you, to show us your glory. We pray that you'll be glorified in all of our gatherings and all of our time together. Jesus, we know that's why we're here, to bring glory to God. What an honor. We thank you, Lord, that you've chosen to do something precious in our lives in these days. Give us faith for what you want to accomplish, Lord. Put it into our hearts.
Yes.
And light in our souls, Lord. Grant us the grace to open our hearts wide to you,
yes,
Lord, so that you can pour in all that we need, all that you desire. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love to sing about our wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah.
I know you do too. I could feel that as we were singing. You could feel the genuine love and affection that God has put in our hearts for Jesus. And we ought to express that freely while we're together. It does something for us, and it does something for the heart of God, I'm sure, when he finds people that just love him like that and express that love to him. Praise God. And of course, our expression of love and the desire that we have for the Lord is just a small reflection of his great love for us. And his great desire over us. We love him because he first loved us. And so we want to acknowledge that. Why do I cry at Pilgrim Camp? It's so nice to be here. I was here in the beginning of the summer. The Lord met us in wonderful ways. And then when I had opportunity to come back, I had never been to friends and family. Fellowship and friends, whatever name you want to call it. And I thought, oh boy, I've got some pretty big shoes to fill. Not only are the shoes big, but they're wingtip and mine are loafers. Brother Eddie, oh how we loved him. What a blessing he was. And as we consider our leaders in these days, he's there with them. In our estimation, he was one of our leaders, and we want to honor his memory and his teaching, his life as well. And so I'm so thankful that I can be here tonight. And, you know, there's a different feel about friends and family. I felt it when I came on the grounds. A lot of kids, a lot of children, and I'm glad. I love children, and if they should happen to talk during meeting or express themselves, it's okay. But if they express themselves too much, there's 34 acres. Feel free.
Praise God.
But we want to believe that God will bless the children while they're here. You know, they're just sitting in the presence of God and worshiping the Lord. God does something for them. I know that because he did it for me when I was young. And he inclines our hearts toward him. He gives us a taste of heaven. and he spoils us for the world. The world has nothing that can compare with that glory of Jesus when it touches our lives. And he likes to do that when we're young. So let's have faith over the children, and let's love them, and pray for them. Trust God will meet them. And then I find that throughout our life, no matter what our age, no matter what stage in life we are, Jesus continues to reveal himself as wonderful to us. Now, where can you find that in the world? Something that just never loses its wonder. It becomes more precious all the time. You can only really find that in Jesus. And I love the older saints. I love to see how they love Jesus and how they've walked with him for so many years and trusted him and how he has proven himself to them over and over again. When I first came to Ridgewood, one of my jobs was to drive the van and to pick up the older people for Sunday meeting. And I got to thinking that getting old isn't so bad when you hang around people like this. They were happy. They talked about the Lord. They sang about the Lord in the van. And I thought, if that's what getting older, knowing Jesus is like, well, then I've got some wonderful things to look forward to. And so we all do. Praise God. I want you to feel free in the meetings. I know that there are those that the Lord will move upon to testify, maybe to sing or pray. And we ought to take our place. Follow that leading of the Holy Spirit. Speak up so people can hear you. I've been told that all my life, and I'm still trying to do it. But there's nothing more frustrating than seeing a person's lip move and not knowing anything they're saying. So speak out. If you have something for the Lord to say, then it's worth saying, and it's worth hearing. Praise God. And we'll see what the Lord will do for us in these days. I have some thoughts that I'd like to present to you, but I want to be open to the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, take these meetings any direction that you desire to. And we want Holy Ghost meetings as much as we can believe God for that. That's what camp has been all about. How exciting it's been over the years to come to a place where people attempt to let Jesus lead the meeting and let him speak his word into our hearts. I trust you have that at home as well. But we're coming with that attitude. Lord, this is your camp and this is your meeting. And we're your people. It's all about you, Jesus. And so, Lord, you have your way. And he will do that. Praise God. Let's sing that other song that I mentioned, number 37. Praise God. And then let's continue to worship the Lord. Our meeting is a bit abbreviated tonight. We're going to end by 9 o'clock so that our staff can quickly gather and have a time together. Again, the boathouse will be open from 9 till 10 o'clock. See, I told you things are different for friends and family, right? And so feel free to gather down there, get to know each other if you don't already, and let's enjoy fellowship with him and with one another. Number 37.
Cheer the heart like Jesus.